Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
To listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Live from the basement of the Sub High Top, Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CGSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back to Valentine's 2025, live and local, February 14th, 2025, here at the station. That set, I'll just go through the set quickly. So what happened, I forgot to, the third song in the last set was The Cure. It was Friday, I'm Loved by The Cure, was the third song in the last set. I forgot to mention as I got off track talking with Chris in the first break. I had to play that one. I don't really even like The Cure all that much, and they're just not my band. I mean, they're for people that are, probably more Magnus's age, based on what we were talking about earlier. But that particular set, the one we just started now, started with Timber Tambra from Hot Dreams. That was Hot Dreams. And then Omni with Date Night. I think that's from Deluxe. It's from one of their records. You can find it. There was Flashlight with Butterball with an irreverent pick. And then another irreverent song that was Fresh Wax from Montreal, Robot Sex Doll. And then Compassion Fatigue's Brandon Saucier Project, Love Will Find Us Inside a Dream. After that was Kingdom Cloud from... I wish they had more material. I think they just have the one single. That is Electric Domain. It's a band that's out of just some kids out of Kelowna from a long, long time ago now. After that, then, was Did You Die, local Feel Me Tremble. Then there's Deerhoof, Holy Night Fever from... I don't know how to pronounce that record. After that was The Submissives from I Want to Be Your Thing. That was Sweetly. And then Grand Eugène, Mon Amour. Very French, and then the set finished up with Mac DeMarco, Me and Mine, off of, I think that was an old Makeout videotape song, but it did appear as a bonus track on Rock and Roll Nightclub, and that's how most of us know about it, at least I do. I didn't know about that stuff back then. It's Valentine's. Hope you are safe and warm with your significant other, or single and happy about it, wherever you happen to be, and just hope you're enjoying the evening. Again, live and local, February 14th, 2025, so I'll just do a quick traffic and weather. Traffic, there's just one place you got to avoid right now. A lot of people coming into town off the North Shore. That makes complete sense when you think about it. Both bridges are a complete nightmare. I'm looking at the Lionsgate. It is backed up Taylor Way all the way to Highway 1. So you're looking at least an hour delay. These are not real figures, but you're looking at a very, very long time just to get on the Lionsgate. And then coming down the cut, it's backed up past Westview. It is, and it's solid all the way down the cut. And then things start to open up a bit once you get closer to the bridge deck. I don't even want to know how bad Main Street is. How bad is Main Street on the North Shore right now? Oh, it's a disaster. It's backed up. Oh man, almost to where the cutoff is for low level road there. So that is just dreadful. So really busy up there. Everything else is moving pretty good. Knight Street's a little slow coming into town, a little slow coming into Queensboro, but other than that, Highway 1 looks good. Not bad at all out there in traffic otherwise. On the weather side of things, it's warmed up this week. Today we got up to about 280, which is almost average. Average this time of year is about 282. We're going to be trending back towards average temperatures. The cold's over, thank goodness. I know we all like the snow and stuff, but it's been pretty cold. People live here to avoid that sort of thing. And So we're looking at sort of getting back into the storm track gradually over the next week, and it should get milder. We're looking at a little below average next week, and then, next weekend we're looking at like maybe 285, 286. It looks more and more likely we're going to be getting one of those atmospheric rivers coming up. So, I guess it depends on your perspective, but, it's warming up, so that's definitely improvement for some of us. So that's basically traffic and weather. It's Valentine's. I got that to talk about. I guess I have talked about that already. I've talked about having temporary post-flu vertigo. That's a lot of fun. Very, very scary. I don't wish it upon anybody. And just for the record, I took the bus. I took the bus to the station tonight. There's no driving. And it was quick. It took like 40 minutes. It takes like the same amount of time it takes me to drive taking the bus. So seems like a pretty good option. So, I went through the songs. And this is the last time I might be making it. It's very unlikely I'll be making another Valentine's show ever for this program, so I'm really happy to be here, and it was fun making the set. Like, I think it was fun picking the songs out. A lot of them were on the one, not even half, but there's a bunch of them that were on the original Valentine's show I did back in 2020, and I picked out some other stuff. I didn't go crazy. Like, I think that was when I was making it at home last week. I thought about putting in some really bad 80s and late 70s radio hits. There's that element exists towards the end of the next set, towards the end of the big set coming up, but I don't think I went too crazy on this one. So I'm going to get back to the music here shortly, and I might as well just do that right now. And wherever you are, I hope you're enjoying it. going to have to jump in here. I'm having a technical difficulty. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain in Burnaby, British Columbia. And that is my ID